Police can already use the proceeds from any property they nab in a drug bust to pay for the cost of their investigation, but under current law, any money seized goes to a special fund for the state's schools. Verona Democratic Representative Sandy Pope Roberts says that's the way it should be, and says schools have come to rely on that funding.
In this day and age of tight school budgets, many of our schools use it as the entire source for funding their school libraries.
But GOP sponsor Gary Bies of Sister Bay says schools would still receive 30% of any money seized in drug arrests. Because law enforcement would hang on to the rest, Bies says there would be more of an incentive for them to go after drug money. He says in the end, both schools and police would be better off.
We have a win for local government, we have a win for the school fund, and the only person that's losing on this is a drug dealer.
Right now, Bies says police will often hold off on going after drug money because they can't cover their own costs. The proposal cleared the state assembly and now heads to the Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.